that perspective of how well your club bounced back here tonight, Mike, and what impressed you?
Well, real important for us, obviously, the way we played the other night, we wanted to bounce back or burst. And, the guys did a good job. They scored time and goals early. Did a good job in front of the net. Thought that was important. The manuals were good and our penalty kill was real good.
Mike, to tighten up on the defensive end, I mean, you got some nice secondary scoring, but that seemed to be the story. There wasn't much space for Tampa out there.
Well, we skated real good early, and, you know, as the game got lopsided and probably didn't skate quite as good, but I thought we skated real good early. We had good energy and everybody was going, and I think that's real important for us, obviously. All four lines were good. We didn't have to worry about matchups. So, you know, a good win for our team, and good things happened in the league for us tonight at the same time, which you're lucky for that to happen. So we just got to go home and get ready for the next one.
What kind of challenge, speaking of the next one, is Chicago going to be for you?
Oh, lots of challenges. We've got to stay out of the box, obviously. But it'll be fun to play them. I look forward to it. I don't see them as much as I used to being in Detroit, but I look forward to it.
Mike, did you do a good job of creating traffic to allow your defense to be as effective as they were?
Yeah, I thought for sure. And I thought Riley had a real good game back there for us, which is important for him to, you know, having gone quite smoothly late. So it was great for him to have the kind of game. Yeah, he's had a real good trip here, the game at Carolina and the game tonight, so that's positive. And then, you know, just in general, we had good traffic, good heavy ozone play early, and that led to goals.
You've had a lot of matchups against Joel Quenneville. Obviously, he was on your coaching staff. Just a word about.
Well, I mean, a real good man, real good coach, obviously. You know, coached against him for a long, long time and had opportunities to work with him a couple of times and enjoyed it every single time. He enjoys the game. You know, we arrived in Chicago and the group was kind of like the one we got here. It was going the right direction, and we moved that into a, you know, a championship team. He's been able to do special things. Anybody who wins three cups with one group in today's era, you know, it's a phenomenal thing. So good for him and the group there. And he's got great leadership in Taser. And, I mean, there's no better player than Kater. And we talk about the back end with Keith and Seabrook. I'm assuming they've done a heck of a job with Crowley there. And we've got a real nice hockey club, and Istanbul has done a good job of keeping it replenished every year.
Boyle is talking about the emotions of the night. What did you see from him tonight? And another strong night from his line?
Well, I thought a real good leader for us. He's a man on the bench. He turned the puck over. He's happy to tell the guys he's not turning the puck over. I thought it was special for him to give him a nice ovation with a nice tribute. And they should have done a good job here. It was great for him to be out there. He got to enjoy, his family came down and he got to enjoy that as well, which I think that's important. And, you know, we're happy to have him. He can have a huge impact even in a short period of time. So we look forward to that.
See you guys. Travel safe.